It's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. This is Red Eye Radio.
Hello and welcome. He is Gary McNamara. I'm Eric Harley. We begin probably not so special Friday here on Red Eye Radio.
It's a not so special Friday.
Tonight on a not so special Red Eye Radio. Yeah, call your neighbors and tell them nothing is happening.
All right. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show today, the Democrats discover the border problem, the hypocrisy of the Democrats. Retail sales are sluggish. The Army tells soldiers to fight inflation by going on food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Pets are part of the climate change problem. That was a story that came out yesterday.
Of course.
Food neutrality.
Yeah.
The new leftist equality push.
Mm.
All foods are equal, including fast foods. Oh, that's going to lead to a liberal circular firing squad, is it not? McDonald's CEO and the crime problem in Chicago, the latest polling, and a whole bunch more. Let's first kick it off with the story that came out yesterday.
Mm.
Governor Ron DeSantis sending two plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard. And just, I have never seen, social media was completely, everything took second place. The Democrats all of a sudden discovered we may have a problem at the border and the immorality of sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard, and the cry that it's a humanitarian crisis because there are 50 migrants that were sent voluntarily to Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
A sanctuary place.
Well, when the governor of California gets on a jet and goes to Martha Vineyard, is somebody kidnapping him?
Yeah. Oh, you mean you taught Newsom saying the Department of Justice should look at the kidnapping charge? This sent them over the edge. But there were some interesting audio cuts that came out yesterday. This from Fox News interviewing one of the migrants who landed in Washington, D.C. and asked a very important question, because, again, we were told yesterday by the White House that the border is secure.
Right. Vice President Harris said that the border is closed. Is the border closed? Do you believe that the border is closed or is it open?
It's open, not closed. The border is open.
The border is open. Do you believe that all the migrants believe that the border is open?
Yeah, everybody believes that the border is open. It's open because we enter. We come in free. No problem.
But it's open for you to come illegally, right?
Illegally, yes, illegally. That's true.
Couldn't be any clearer than that, but I love it. This is the society we live in right now. The White House, everyone knows the border is insecure. Everyone knows that the entire problem starts with the Biden administration.
Yeah,
we all know
right.
that. There isn't one Democrat that doesn't know that. Any Democrat listening right now knows that the problem is the border policy on the border. Every Democrat knows that what's going on right now in El Paso, and it was brought up that, nobody's criticizing the mayor of El Paso, the Democrat mayor, for now, sending also busloads independent of the state of Texas to New York City. Oh,
right.
If a Democrat does it, it's okay. If a Republican does it, oh, no.
If the Biden administration does it on planes, is that kidnapping?
Yeah. It's no big deal. They can't win this argument, and when they try to do it, it's inhumane what DeSantis is doing and what Abbott is doing. It's absolutely inhumane. It's inhumane. It's inhumane. Somebody brought up that who was it? Oh, the guy that did the series, huge liberal, did the series Baseball, and then did the Civil War thing that was on PBS. I just can't think of his name here at the moment.
Yeah.
But he was on CNN, and they were trying to compare sending illegal immigrants, migrants, because from what I know, they are technically legal because the Biden administration has said, you can come into the country.
Right.
Ken Burns.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I was going to say Ken Burns.
Yeah, Ken Burns.
Yeah.
And Ken,
because when you said Baseball, and I was like, yeah. Did he also do Civil War? Yeah.
And Ken Burns going absolutely, crazy on on CNN that this is the totalitarian. There is no democracy involved in here. It's authoritarian, and they're making it. Their whole implication was this is like sending Jews to concentration camps.
Yes.
And someone said, well, that's really interesting, comparing Martha's Vineyard to a concentration camp.
Right.
And it's just like it is just the most bizarre thing. Then you get to the White House. Hang on here. Let me get to it. I had it here, and now it seems to have disappeared. No, there it is. I have it. Let's go to the White House yesterday, because she did say in another audio cut that the border is secure. And then she was asked again about it, or before she actually came out and said the border is secure.
Yeah.
This was the question that was asked from the reporter.
But does the White House stand by those comments that the border is secure?
What we stand by is that we are doing everything that we can to make sure that that we follow the process that's been put forth. That's why we have historic funding to do just that, to make sure that
There you go.
It really is horrifically bad. If you put this movie in front of me, I would go, that's ridiculous. I remember my oldest daughter years ago saying, this is before the whole Kevin Spacey fallout thing, House of Cards, Dad, are you watching it? I said, yeah, but it's over the top. Now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's tame. That's boring. It makes House of Cards look like the West Wing. People just walking down hallways for 2 hours or 1 hour, whatever it was. And this is a chaotic situation where, because think about just the move from Gavin Newsom asking the DOJ to charge the Republican governors with kidnapping. Are you kidding me? That flies back in your face before you release it. You're throwing the boomerang toward your face. Politically, how did you not see that? Are you that stupid? And the people around you, are they that stupid? Honestly, politically, that's a stupid move. Kidnapping? If you want to come out and say, look, I expected them to say, well, this is just a political stunt and blah, 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 and then move on. This big move to ask the DOJ to look into kidnapping charges for the GOP governors that are putting them on buses. Do you not understand the law at all?
And then, as we talked about what's going on in El Paso, the Democrat-led city approved a $2 million contract on Monday with a charter bus company in order to transport migrants to other cities. The contract between El Paso and GoGo Charter Services was approved by the El Paso City Council on Monday by a 3-1 vote. And the private company will transport migrants to other cities as needed, according to WETM. The city, which borders Mexico, has already bused more than 550 migrants out of the town by the charter bus company. According to the report by WETM, city-run buses have taken migrants to bus stations, the airport, and shelters in the area. However, according to the report, the number of people released from federal immigration custody has risen substantially over the past week, as hundreds of Venezuelan migrants arrived who both cannot be expelled from the country under Title 42 and don't have U.S. sponsors. A $2 million will be spent over the next 16 months, and the city is hoping for reimbursement from the Biden administration. Have you heard any criticism from Democrats on that?
No.
And that's the thing. Are they trying to make a political point? They're trying to make a point. They're trying to make a point that the Biden administration just opens the border and doesn't give a damn about what the consequences are of that.
Right.
And you have had these border cities and these governors that look at it and say, we don't, and El Paso and the city of El Paso and others saying, we don't have any choice. We can't handle that, and nobody cares. Over 2 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border in the last 2 years, or the last year.
Yeah.
More than 2 million. A record
That's
number.
That's a record number.
A record number.
Yeah.
Has never happened in the United States again.
Nope.
And you didn't hear a peep. And all of a sudden, DeSantis sends voluntarily to Martha's Vineyard 50 migrants. And the whole system is now collapsing, according to Democrats.
Yeah.
I mean, the hypocrisy here is just mind-boggling.
Well, think about this. You get Border Patrol agents who were disciplined when they shouldn't have been for using the reins on their horses to control their horses. And now you have, according to the Border Patrol chief, Raul Ortiz, you have a situation where they are releasing illegals into the U.S. where they're not even essentially not doing their job is the directive. And if you use the reins on your horse, you could lose your job.
Right. To direct your horse.
Exactly.
And so it's just, I mean, it's pure insanity right now. We have tons of audio cut. I mean, the one that went viral was the one woman in Martha's Vineyard saying, well, look, they can't stay here. It's like, whoa.
Really?
I mean, it's just, and that's the entire point
that sounds
that's
racist.
Being made. The Biden administration has called, and I also saw this. They said they want to call for a humanitarian crisis now on Martha's Vineyard. After the
what about Del Rio?
The border cities absolutely overwhelmed, and no Democrat gave a damn. And all of a sudden, and that's why they did it. The governors did it.
Yeah.
So the country wakes up and says, this is what's going on.
And
so the only recourse is for idiots like Ken Burns to come out and make the comparison of, you know, that sending them is somehow a parallel to, and that's the funny thing. Well, it's not really a parallel, but it's an authoritarian government because the governor is doing it outside of the democratic process. Shut up. You're an idiot.
On top of an open border, we're also relinquishing control of the border to the cartels.
Yes.
This is a problem, and it's been a problem in border states for a long time. I remember when I've got family members who were snowbirds, and in Texas, yeah, you can be a snowbird because in North Texas it can be winter, and then in South Texas be summer. And so they would go down to most southern regions of Texas. And I remember that family member saying that they were being told, you know, if you're going to, because it was common, you know, you go into Mexico, you go shopping, you go across the border, and they were being told more and more, you need to be careful of going across the border. And that was years ago. And now I can't imagine. I still have family members, or still have friends with family members, rather, in Del Rio. And they go back and they visit all the time. But they tell me it's a very different scenario. It's a totally different feel than when I grew up there. And when, you know, I just think to myself, nobody was paying attention to the very liberal Democrat mayor of Del Rio when he was screaming for help. They don't have the police force. It's a town of 35,000. Martha's Vineyard gets a few busloads and the world's coming to an end. Welcome to the border problem.
And the migrant that spoke to Fox News, this is the dumbed down society that we live in. You have to explain it. So you're saying that the border is not closed. No. Well, why do you believe it's not closed? Because I'm standing here.
Yeah, because I got here. It's easy.
Because I got here and it's easy and nobody stopped us. It's like,
we came
welcome.
Across
come
no
on,
problem.
You know, come on in.
Well, and even at the International Bridge, when you had them, it was thousands and thousands of them underneath the International Bridge, and the media was there, and it was a big deal. And they were talking to families, and the families were like, no, we don't mind having to wait here under the bridge, because that was the idea, is that, okay, is this a humanitarian issue at this point? Because they were having trouble making sure everybody was fed and was safe and all that. And they started talking to families, and they were like, no, we'll wait here as long as we need to because we know we're going to get in.
Everyone knows that it all starts with Biden's border policies. Everyone knows.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And by the way, this idea that this was inherited by the Trump administration.
Shut up. Well, the thing is, they're trying to sell the country what the country didn't buy.
Yeah.
14, 15 months ago.
Right.
The country didn't buy it. They tried to do it at the time. Like, no, it's Biden's problem. Mm-hmm. So the left freaking out, hoping that, okay, blame DeSantis and blame Abbott.
Right.
It's
yeah.
all their fault.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are they, who are these people that they are sending up?
Right.
Who are they? Are they sending up citizens of Texas?
Are they going to other countries and getting them and then sending them there? No, that's not happening. These are people that are in their state, and those people are getting on those buses voluntarily. It's not kidnapping.
866-90-RED-EYE.
Did you know that up to half of all major engine failures are due to poor cooling system maintenance? That's a lot of downtime and can cost drivers big. You expect a lot from your engine, which is why the cooling system must be a part of your maintenance routine. Here's a tip to keep your cooling system in shape and your engine running smooth. Inspect your radiator, belts, and hoses for potential failures and deterioration, especially ahead of winter. Check the condition of your coolant to ensure it's at the optimum freeze point. Inadequate freeze protection levels can result in cracking of lines or passages. If you find insufficient freeze point levels or any wear and tear, have these issues repaired by technicians you can trust.
This report is a service of Shell Rotella.
Coming up, more with Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. It's Red Eye Radio.
Eric Harley here for a new sponsor, Total Tax, Inc. Total Tax knows how challenging it can be to run your own business. Whether it's just you and your rig on the open road, or if you operate a fleet, Total Tax can help. They've been helping small business owners like you across the USA since 1991 with an experienced and licensed team of financial and tax experts to help keep your business on track and successful. Whether you need help filing back tax returns, resolving taxes you owe, or staying on top of your bookkeeping and current tax returns, think of Total Tax as your business partner providing you with peace of mind while you're on the road. Total Tax is a family-owned business that understands our independent tradesmen are the backbone of America, and they look forward to serving your financial and tax needs so you can keep our country running strong by providing consistent, personal, dedicated, effective, and ethical service to their clients. Total Tax has sustained an A+ BBB rating for over three decades. Go to TotalTaxForTruckers.com or call 855-920-4121 today and get a free consultation. That's TotalTaxForTruckers.com. TotalTaxForTruckers.com.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Harley. I wasn't sure of your name for a moment.
Yeah.
There, I'm Gary McNamara. Welcome and good morning. Coming up following the bottom of the hour, we'll hear from Ron DeSantis. You had a lot to say about what was going on yesterday.
Mm.
It's funny because Newsom is really the first, and even though it's a state level, but you look at it because it's a different state, California, was the first prominent Democrat nationally that had something to say on this. You really haven't heard a lot of Democrats at all on the federal level. And I'm talking about the senators or well, if you've had Congress people talking about it, it's been the Democrat congressmen on the border.
Yeah, right.
And then senators of border states or whatever. But you have had from the Democrats, they don't want to touch this. And finally, Newsom did. With the absurdity that the Department of Justice should investigate them for kidnapping, which of course is ridiculous, and as you know, they have said, no, you sign something that you voluntarily, you know, wish to go there.
Yeah,
and again with the whole thing of you know they've you know by DeSantis you know with the plane loads now. You know, how inhumane that is. And by the way, the reason that they were implying on CNN with Ken Burns on that, you know, trying to relate sending 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard is like the Holocaust is because he was on to talk about his new documentary, which is the U.S. and the Holocaust, just to make that clear. Mm. And so they've gone to this is like the Holocaust. This is kidnapping. And it's like, well, then what is it when the Biden administration at night by plane loads sends migrants all over the country?
Right.
What is that? What is the difference? And Democrats don't want to touch it.
Nope.
You'll have, you know, for example, probably MSNBC, they'll only cover half of it, which is what they're doing is just it's inhumane.
Right. Yeah,
but where did it start? Where does the inhumanity, if you believe that, then where does the inhumanity start? It all starts with the Biden administration and their border policies.
Cold and uncaring. Eric Harley and Gary McNamara on Red Eye Radio.
And he's Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90 Red Eye. Just incredible. I could not believe how the story blew up yesterday and how I'm shaking my head saying, don't Democrats realize the hypocrisy of what they're saying? We'll play the audio cut later on where Mayor Lightfoot of Chicago said, Biden's got to help us.
Yeah,
on it. Right. Biden's got to help us on it.
Right.
But here is Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday on sending the two plane flight to Martha's Vineyard. 50 migrants dropped off at their airport, and the left just went crazy. But here's his response:
we take what's happening at the southern border very seriously. Unlike some, and unlike the president of the United States, who has refused to lift a finger to secure that border. And you've had millions and millions of people pouring across illegally, record amount of fentanyl coming into our country. It is absolutely killing Americans in record numbers. Of course, you have criminal aliens, but just the sheer number of people, it's not the way you run a country. Unfortunately, there's a lot of folks that come across. Where do they want to end up? A lot want to come to, because everyone wants to come to Florida. And so we've worked on innovative ways to be able to protect the state of Florida from the impact of Biden's border policies. And so that's involved a number of things. We've had different operations in the Panhandle where we've stopped human smugglers. There have been criminal charges brought. There have been drugs seized. There have been a whole bunch of things. But yes, if you have folks that are inclined to think Florida is a good place, our message to them is we are not a sanctuary state. And it's better to be able to go to a sanctuary jurisdiction. And yes, we will help facilitate that transport for you to be able to go to greener pastures. Well, I would just note, Biden would fly people in the middle of the night, dump them all across this country. There was no warning on any of this. They're doing it and they're farming people out all around. They're also doing things like, so, you know, we've had people right on the border helping, working ways. They will dump in San Antonio, and these people have, you know, they're basically just there. And a lot of them end up migrating to different parts. But it's harder for us to stop a onesie twosie coming into Florida, because I don't know if you're just driving a normal car and you have one or two people in it who are illegal. You can't determine that on the front end. You can do if there's large movement or caravans or buses, but we haven't had that, partially because Governor Abbott is busing to New York City and D.C. And all those people in D.C. and New York were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud. Okay, they are supporting policies that are just frankly indefensible. It is not defensible for a superpower to not have any control over the territory of its country, over the borders of its country. And he inherited a situation where you didn't have this happening. And yes, we needed to build the wall. There was more that we needed to do. He reversed the Trump policies, knowing what would end up happening. And you know, one of the reasons why we want to transport, because we obviously, it's expensive if people are coming here. You gotta, it taxes social services and all these other things. And so if we can do in a sanctuary, well, then the chance that they come to Florida goes down dramatically. But it is also the case that, you know, every community in America should be sharing in the burdens and shouldn't all fall on a handful of red states. And so they're now doing it. Now they have to decide, okay, this is a policy you've supported to have an open border. You don't like it as much. When you get just a small amount compared to what these folks have dealt with in Texas and in other states. And of course, we are just at one state that everybody wants to come to. Yes, we see Americans moving here in record numbers, people visiting here. We're the number one state for foreign tourism by far in 2021 for all U.S. tourism. But even people across the border, there's a lot that say they want to come to Florida. So our message is, you know, we're not a sanctuary state. We don't have benefits or any of that. There are some sanctuary jurisdictions, and that would be better. Now, what would be the best is for Biden to do his damn job and secure the border.
Where is DeSantis wrong to any Democrat? Where is he wrong on any of it?
Challenge him on any of it.
Right.
On any of it.
Challenge him on the points that he made.
Yep.
Not the absurdities of a Gavin Newsom or
right.
a Ken Burns on CNN yesterday.
Yeah.
You can't win the argument. If you complete the sentence, you can't win the argument.
I mean, they look ridiculous when they're, again, for years have been promoting sanctuary policy. And this is, and by the way, which is, for the most part, virtue signaling. Mm-hmm. Did they really want illegal immigrants coming to their town? No.
Well,
were they prepared to handle them? Clearly, no. And now we know that. That's a fact that is not in the abstract anymore. The reality has hit. The border crisis has hit everywhere. And it was hitting everywhere before, but it is fully playing out because liberals lost their minds when they had to step into reality. And the reality is the border is open. The reality is this administration caused it. The reality is something needs to be done about it. And the reality is also that thanks to the Obama administration, we know that it is a function of the federal government to secure the border and not the states. Remember that whole thing when Jan Brewer was the governor of Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the liberal circular firing squad has come right back around, and this time it's about the policy that they put into place. They were beating their chest on sanctuary policy, thinking, oh, we look so great. We look humane.
You know, we've talked about this before when it comes to, for example, health care and, you know, the virtue signaling that everybody, you know, we should have nationalized health care.
Mm-hmm.
And when they try to do it, when they try to have the government run health care, they don't want to pay the taxes on it.
Right.
You know, we saw that with Obamacare, with the number of Obama supporters that stated, well, you know, we're for free health care. We didn't think we were going to pay for it.
Right. Exactly.
And the same thing. We're sanctuary cities. We put the illegal immigrant criminal mm-hmm. over the safety and security of our own citizens.
Right.
But still, here's where you can stay. We won't abide by federal law.
Right.
We reject the federal law when it comes to a border security. We want anybody who wants to come into this country to be able to come in. And we're a sanctuary city, and we can come, and they can come here. All right, here's 50. Oh no, this is like Germany in the concentration camps. No, this is inhumane.
It's kidnapping.
It's kidnapping.
This is, you know, this is very clear when you line out the very basics of this, and there aren't too many moving parts. This is open border policy. When you put together what the U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz said during that deposition? They are releasing them here in the U.S. Because you think, okay, well, what is different? Well, the fact is, at that point, if they're being released by the Border Patrol, they're here legally.
Mm-hmm.
Which means what? It is a, I guess, detain and release program, detained temporarily. And that's it.
This audio cut that I want to play went viral yesterday. This is from a Martha's Vineyard Democrat talking about the 50 migrants that were sent voluntarily to Martha's Vineyard.
So, what are the most difficult challenges right now?
The difficult challenges are at some point in time, they have to move to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here. And
there you go. Your sanctuary state.
Yep. Tell me you were prepared when you created that policy.
Yeah. You should have been prepared.
Because idea was, and a few of them said it along the way, we welcome them. Well, if you welcome them, then you've got the infrastructure and the means to accommodate them. Do you not? That's how it works. That's, if you're going to create a policy, that's how it works. You either do or you don't.
Yeah, you don't simply say, look, we're sanctuary state. We're sanctuary city. We don't pay attention to the federal government when it comes to enforcing immigration law.
In fact, the policies say that your locals can't spend any resources on that cooperation with federal officials.
Right. And so come here is what you've said.
Right.
Well, if you put out the invitation, why aren't you prepared?
Right.
Look, you can't win this argument.
No, you're not.
You can't win this. Every Democrat knows it. It all goes back to the Biden administration. It goes back to the massive hypocrisy that you and I have talked about of the Democratic Party for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And will virtue signal until we have to pay for it.
Right. We're the city that cares. Where'd these buses come from? I mean, that's what's happening right now. That's it. We welcome them. We're more humane. Apparently, you're not.
No. You're not. Can't stay here. Have to go somewhere else.
Right.
Well, nobody was objecting. You know, when these cities all became and these states became sanctuary states, nobody was objecting to it.
Right.
You didn't have the liberals, the virtue signaling, and that's what it is. Virtue signaling means we claim that we're of a higher morality than you,
right.
But when it comes to actually paying for it, hell no.
Right. In the abstract discussions at Martha's Vineyard, we're caring. We're caring. Hey, did anyone notice a bus coming into town the other day? What do you think that was all about?
And then ask yourself, why don't the Democrats, everyone knows that the White House is lying and the border is not secure.
Yeah.
Why doesn't anyone in the mainstream media and the liberal media challenge that?
Right.
Because this is like I said, I mean, when that the one migrant was interviewed, is the border closed? No. Is it secure? No.
No.
And that's why we came across.
Right.
Like, how do you know? Because I'm here.
Right.
And there was no problem getting across the border.
Right.
It was easy.
Right.
Does everybody think that way? Of course they think that way.
Yeah.
They're all coming across the border.
Right.
They know they can get across.
Right.
And the White House, the border is secure. That's the other thing, too. All Democrats know the president is lying.
Mm-hmm.
They all know he's lying.
Of course.
And now they're trying to say, well, no, actually the border is secure, and it's just the immorality of the governors of Florida and Texas. That's where the inhumanity exists right there. It's a load of horse manure, and every Democrat knows it. Every single Democrat knows it.
Yep. And they're right now, they are, because this is panic mode. When it came out that Governor Newsom was calling for the DOJ to charge the GOP governors with kidnapping over this, I thought, no, they've lost it. They've lost it. It's full on chaos.
866-90-RED-EYE.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
Hey, it's Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Carney, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90 Red Eye. That's one thing that did surprise me yesterday is how that just, you know, the whole DeSantis sending up the, and maybe it's partly because it's the passion, the insane passion of the Democrats to be able to try to get something on DeSantis. So it's actually not the 50 migrants that were sent to it. It's not the border problem. It's simply, can we attempt to portray DeSantis, as Ken Burns did on CNN, as an authoritarian operating outside the democracy? We can add this, we can add Newsom into us, to kidnap people and send them elsewhere.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is completely inaccurate because, as DeSantis said the other day, the legislature has appropriated money to do this.
Yep. It is legal on every level, and the Democrats hate that it is.
Top of the hour news is brought to you by House Products. Visit houseproducts.com.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. This is Red Eye Radio.
All across America and around the planet, 866-90-RED-EYE. I'm Gary McNamara. Across from me, right over there, is Eric Harley. To my left. Actually, in front of me, but
yeah, keep trying.
You're the middle ground. Good morning,
the voice of reason.
I'm not too far left. I'm not too far right. I'm just right in between.
I love when people say that. Well, that guy's the voice of reason amongst all of them. I'm like, really? Really? Okay, whatever.
Hey, download our Red Eye Radio app today. If you can't listen to one of our great radio stations overnight live, you can listen when and where you want. You know, as I was saying last hour, and it's true, every Democrat knows that the border is not secure, and every Democrat knows that the total blame for what's going on at the border now is the Biden administration. Yeah. Want some evidence of that?
Yeah.
Democrat mayor, as far left as you can get, in a sanctuary city, Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, yesterday.
The federal government has to step up. I was in Washington, D.C. last week, talking to members of Customs and Border Patrol, National FEMA, ICE, and DHS. And we made it very clear, I made it very clear, that our expectation is that they were going to have a plan that features communication and collaboration with interior cities. And they must do that, and they must do that soon. I know that they are under enormous pressures. This is not a new challenge at the border, but this is a new challenge for us, and we need federal support.
There you go.
Wait, I thought the whole point of sanctuary city policy was to not cooperate with the federal government. Why, did I get it wrong?
No, they want it both ways. You said, it's not a new challenge at the border. No, it's been going on for a while. It's a new challenge to us because we're actually getting part of the problem. So she's acknowledging it's a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, this is a border city problem, not our problem. This is for border cities.
Yes.
We don't do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Nope. It is a United States problem. So until you secede, it's going to be your problem too. Whether it's buses coming in or not. You know, the difference is that it has been happening quietly. Illegal immigrants have been, in cities that are not border cities for a long, long time. They travel throughout the U.S. But now it's getting notice from the media, which means it gets notice from the people in those cities who support the leaders in those cities who create sanctuary city policy, and everybody does the kumbaya, like, yes, no, we're welcoming, and hey, what are those buses? This is the reality versus the abstract once again. The abstract is, we're welcoming. Anyone can come here and make a better life for themselves. It's more than that.
Well, look, if you call yourself a sanctuary city, you should not be looking for help from the federal government.
Nope. Because you should be ready.
What you're stating is, if the federal government enforces border laws, we will not cooperate with them.
Exactly.
They want it both ways.
Right.
Federal government needs to help us. They need to help us. They need to help us. Well, mm-hmm. Excuse me. You're the one that put in place the sanctuary city designation, mm-hmm. claiming we will not cooperate with the federal government.
Here, right.
We'll only cooperate with the federal government if they don't follow
right.
federal law.
Right.
We won't cooperate with them. We will cooperate with them if they don't enforce it. We won't cooperate with them if they do. And if they do what we want them to do, well, then we expect federal help to take care of our sanctuary city bills.
Yeah, we want money. And the fact of the matter is, it's this entire equation. When the mayors in border towns were screaming.
Nothing.
They got nothing.
Nothing.
They got Fox News. They got Breitbart. Nothing else. And the liberal media and the liberals in those cities were not. They were turning their backs on members right. of their own party.
Yep. The Democratic Party has been, because CNN did cover it. CNN, they covered it, not as extensively as Fox News, but CNN, MSNBC actually have
were
covered.
You the guy watching CNN back then?
No. Well, actually, monitoring what they were covering. I put most of that on the back of Newsbusters to do it. I mean, they may have had a different opinion, but yeah. they actually did cover it. But mm-hmm. it's the politicians, it's the Democrats that didn't touch it. The Democrats never, except in border cities, you didn't have one major Democrat come out and say what's happening because of the Biden border policies is reprehensible.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, yes, the liberal media did cover it after two Border Patrol agents used their reins
yes.
to control their horses. This is the insanity we live in today. And again, there aren't too many moving parts here. When you talk about the border crisis and you say it, in the abstract, people have been, well, it's not that big of a deal. It is a big deal now. And I'm very grateful for the governors of Texas and Florida. At first, I didn't know how this was going to pan out because I didn't know, again, all right, what are the resources? How long would it last? What impact would it have? You and I have a million questions when something like this starts. But I think DeSantis doing what he did in recent days on top of what Governor Abbott of Texas did, I think catapults this thing into a real discussion forum. And there is no way to debate it. The only thing they can do is lie about it and make ridiculous charges like the governor of California makes.
Well, and that I think what also would be part of the discussion, they'll be forced to cover it, will be what's going on in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Democrat-led city now has allocated millions. The Democrat-led city has now allocated millions for over the next 16 months to bus migrants across the country. You can't ignore that. You can only ignore that for a certain length of time.
Right.
Before you say, well, fine, are the Democrats in El Paso? Are they inhumane?
Right. Is Biden inhumane for putting them on planes in the middle of the night? Is that inhumane? Is that kidnapping? When the federal government does it? The fact of the matter is this is being done legally, and the people are getting on buses willfully. No one is being kidnapped or forced to do anything.
You know, one of the migrants that we heard from earlier were the ones that was bused to outside Kamala Harris's home.
Right.
He's the one speaking. Well, no, we all know it's
right.
We all know the border is open. It's not closed.
Right.
It's not secure. Well, how do you know that? I'm here.
I'm standing here. I'm proof.
I mean, that was like
Chuck Todd saying that it's inhumane to send them to Martha's Vineyard because there's no infrastructure in Martha's Vineyard.
I saw that one.
Okay, but it's also inhumane to detain them for too long at the border, right? It's inhumane. Oh, wait, is there infrastructure in a town of 35,000, Del Rio, to accommodate them?
Right.
Not
a peep out of him about that, was there?
No. When you had 10, 12,000 or more surge into that town of 35,000, and I mean, it's nothing. You go down Avenue F in Del Rio. You're cruising down Avenue F, and, you know, you see all the – pretty much everything if you're cruising down Avenue F. And you'll see that there's very little room for bringing in 10 to 12,000 people. You're just not going to be able to accommodate that in a town of 35,000. You're not going to have the county resources. You're not going to have the city resources. You're not going to have enough police officers or – first responders in any form, and it was chaos, and the liberals in major cities were silent.
Is it inhumane that you had, what was it? Was it the county? One of the counties on the border in the state of Texas was requesting more refrigerator trucks.
Yeah.
And they were requesting the refrigerator trucks because there's so many migrants crossing the border because Biden has invited them, that they're drowning and they needed extra refrigerator trucks because there's not enough room in the morgue.
Right.
Is that inhumane?
Right.
Just another long line of issues. And when you break it down, the Democrats have no defense. It's their policy. It's the administration's policy. They believe in the administration's policy.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to bear any other responsibility for the party and the president that they voted for the consequences of his actions and his behavior that they agree with.
Right.
Tell us where we're wrong.
There is no fat in this debate at all. None. No fat at all in the actions of Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott. None. This is legal across the board. Full stop. And those individuals are getting on the buses willfully. And so morally, they're asking, you want to get on the bus? You want to go here? The answer is yes.
Well,
morally, there are no issues whatsoever. You can't make the case.
Well, again, to Chuck Todd, who said it's
inhumane.
Inhumane to be sending them to Martha's Vineyard because mm-hmm. they're not prepared.
Right.
Well, that's on them.
Right.
They invited them.
Right.
By stating we're a sanctuary city, they've said we're the safe place. We're one of the safe places. Massachusetts is one of the safe places that you can go.
How can you be safe if you have no infrastructure?
You invite people in, and then you're not prepared for your guests?
Right.
Hey, come on to my house tomorrow. We'll take care of you.
Right.
Everything is here.
Right.
They get there and you have nothing. Well, it's the taxi driver's fault who brought you here.
Right.
It's your car's fault because they brought you here.
Right. You know, in Tornado Alley, we have tornado shelters in buildings, public buildings especially. You'll see, okay, this is a designated tornado shelter area. This room you can go in. It's a room that would be safe during a tornado warning. You created policy, and you didn't create the accommodations or the infrastructure. How is that? Imagine someone showed up and went inside of a room, and it was made of glass during a tornado. That's basically what you did. You wanted to pretend like you were doing something. You wanted to pretend you cared. The fact of the matter is, you didn't want this at your doorstep. It's unsightly, is it? Is it a problem that you just simply don't want to deal with? Well, sorry. It's here, it's now. And this is everybody's problem. The border crisis is everyone's problem.
And Elizabeth Warren stating exploiting vulnerable people for political stunts is repulsive and cruel. Why isn't a political stunt that Biden is doing?
Right.
We know the reason that the Democrats have wanted it
mm-hmm.
has been political.
Right.
Because they believed at that point they could get the votes.
Right.
But she writes, Massachusetts is fully capable of handling asylum seekers. Fine. Then you're
okay.
saying you want them.
Right.
So you need to tell that to the Democrats on Martha's Vineyard
mm-hmm.
who is saying we can't handle this situation. They have to go elsewhere.
Right.
Well, your senator's saying no.
Mm-hmm.
They should be able to go anywhere they choose in Massachusetts.
Right.
And send us more.
Right.
You can't have it both ways.
Nope.
If you want to get in, we do have a line open, 866-90-RED-EYE.
Hi, I'm Jed Loomis, a transport safety expert at J.J. Keller, and I'm here to share a tip on transport security. When you arrive at the shipper, you should be prepared to show photo identification. The shipper may also ask you for the name of the receiver and the destination of the materials before releasing the shipment. When it comes to loading the vehicle, you should either load or supervise the loading. Only accept scheduled cargo. Never accept unauthorized or unscheduled cargo. In fact, you should view requests to load unscheduled freight as highly suspicious, and you should contact your carrier if you are asked to load anything other than authorized cargo. Load the most valuable cargo as far away from the doors as possible, and make sure all cargo is free of visual damage. Before leaving the shipper, review and verify all load-related documents, and report and resolve any discrepancies on load-related documents before signing the paperwork or sealing the trailer. Once the vehicle is loaded, the trailer doors should be secured with a heavy-duty padlock and/or a trailer seal. This tip was brought to you by J.J. Keller & Associates. Visit us at jjkeller.com.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J and by Shell Rotella.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll-free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Carlin, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. The Biden administration will consider litigation options against Republican governors. I don't know if they also mean Democrat-run cities, because El Paso is also using buses.
Hmm.
Will consider litigation options this week against Republican governors sending migrants from the border to Democratic cities, according to the report. The Friday meeting involving White House officials, along with Homeland Security, state Justice and Defense Departments, will also discuss other border issues and a record numbers of migrants entering the country illegally, Axios reported. The meeting was scheduled before Governor DeSantis sent two charter planes of migrants to the affluent Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts on Wednesday. But after months of Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey sending busloads of migrants to the border to places like New York City, Chicago, and Washington, Abbott sent two buses of migrants to outside of Vice President Kamala Harris's Washington, D.C. home on Thursday. Democrats have condemned the busing of migrants as political theater. We said it from the very beginning. Politics is a huge part of it.
Of course.
Because they're politicians, so everything they do is political in some way.
Right.
But it is sending a message to the people of the United States and the Democrats that you've ignored what's going on at the border. You've ignored what Biden is doing. You have enabled his lies that the border is secure. You have ignored, Democrats, the cries of your own Democrat congressional delegation that represents border towns that have been screaming for help for over a year.
Yep.
You've done nothing about it. So, yeah, is it political? Yeah. Does that mean that it's bad? No.
No, not at all.
It means that the Democrats will not, they're ignoring a problem that their administration, their Democratic administration has caused. And this is a way for the Republican governors to let the American public know what's going. What are the litigation options? I don't know. I don't think there are any litigation options.
I don't know what you can do.
As a state, you're simply saying, would you like a bus ride to this place? Yep.
All right. Anyone claiming that they were forced onto the bus by those governors?
Or kidnapped?
Or kidnapped?
Yeah.
No.
Facebook fact checkers by day, radio hosts at night, Gary McNamara and Eric Harley on Red Eye Radio.
And I'm Gary McNamara. He's Eric Harley, 866-90-RED-EYE.
It is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, and we actually like to extend that out. We like to think that we thank our truckers quite often, and not just during this week, but for many years here on this program. So, truck drivers, thank you for everything that you do. If you bought it, a truck brought it, and a very vital, critical part of our economy. America's truck drivers, thank you so much for what you do. We've been recognizing some drivers throughout August and this month in September, and want to say hi to Sean in DeSoto, Missouri. He drives for Sutton Transport. He's been trucking for 21 years. Sean, thanks for being out there. Stay safe. We appreciate it. Also, thank you to our sponsors, Shell Rotella, Denny's, Pilot Flying J, Mercer Transportation, Motel 6, House Products, and the St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund. Also want to mention, our friends at Total Tax, I talked to them yesterday, and they just threw this deal out, and it's just for our audience, actually. And that's a true story. They are offering a 10%... Other times I lie to you, but this time I'm not. They're offering a 10% discount on services contracted now through the end of October. Drivers, if you need help with your taxes and your business part of your operation, honestly, I've talked to these folks. I've seen how their operation runs, and they are really great at what they do. They get a ton of 5-star reviews. Total Tax, okay, the website. TotalTax4Truckers.com. TotalTax4Truckers.com. You, first of all, get a free consultation. But if you contract services between now and the end of October of 2022 and mention Red Eye Radio, tell them you heard it on Red Eye Radio, they're going to give you 10% off of those services that you contract. And that's a big deal. They don't often do that. But TotalTaxForTruckers.com. And let's keep the power of the independent owner-operator out there going and strong. They can help you do that. TotalTaxForTruckers.com.
Well, the big story of the week. Sorry, my microphone was off. The big story of the week. Both, well, for the media, it's the you know the 50 migrants that were sent to Martha's Vineyard because the left just went just insane over that yesterday. Will be interesting to see how long their half argument lasts. But the other big story really was the inflation numbers that had come out, and also I saw that. The retail sales were sluggish also, and some indicators showing that, you know, the economy is contracting, CNBC reported yesterday. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, the fact of, you know, the administration, which is humorous because there's two things that they're lying on completely. One is the border and the other is inflation.
Right.
They're pretending inflation doesn't exist. I was, you know, what I think they should do is I think the White House, should bring James Taylor back and they should have a party and celebrate the fact, that, the border is secure.
Yeah.
And Taylor can, maybe play Mexico or something like that.
Sure.
But they should have a celebration. And they should have Nancy come out and saying, the border is secure. And Schumer saying, the border is secure. And Biden saying, the border is secure. And Harris saying,
is Harris the Joker from Batman?
I know that was that wasn't close to it.
That was a really good Joker laugh, though.
Yeah, exactly. But it was not. It didn't matter, though. It didn't matter. I don't think anybody could match
funny.
Her laugh, though.
Well, it is a scenario now where, and I don't know if I saw this coming. Because now you've got Arizona, Texas, and Florida, the governors sending busloads to sanctuary cities. And the liberals just, I mean, on fire in their reaction. Here's my question. Look, they obviously can't come out and just openly say, we're going to welcome these individuals with open arms because that's why we created sanctuary city policy. Why can't they do that? Because the people of their cities and states would be screaming, what are you doing? But is this because what this is a reaction. It's not a response. They're panicking. Adams, Lightfoot, and all the others, they're panicking right now. And I just think to myself, you're only making it worse for you. You're not making this situation any better for yourself. And I just don't know how they don't know how to play the game anymore. And then I think to myself, well, this is what happens when you hit reality. There's no way to really spin this. Because, as I mentioned, you can't just say, well, we're going to welcome them as we would and as we have wanted to do as a sanctuary city, as we have always done, blah, blah, blah. Because your constituents would be on fire. And what about a more measured response? We believe in the humane treatment of these individuals, and we are going to work to that effort. We are going to reach out, and we are going to use any and all resources within our means. And we will be looking for other resources as well along the way to make sure that individuals are safe and accommodated. And leave it at that. Well, because even that is going to set your city on fire, because then what's next? The problem's not going away. Your constituents want you to spend money on them. Your constituents want you to address the problems that they're having as citizens of your city. Because in reality, outside of the abstract, and in reality, sanctuary city policy doesn't work. Because you don't have the resources, and you won't ever have the resources to accommodate what's going on right now at the border. In the abstract, oh, it's a wonderful world. We welcome anyone and everyone. In reality, you don't, because everyone is starting to show up. Everyone knows the border is open. Everyone who hasn't come across and wants to come across is on their way, and this isn't over. This is a massive problem for the left, and here we are, what, 7.5 weeks out from the midterm? Because I don't know that I saw border security being a major mainstream issue. For us on the right, it's been an issue and a priority for a long time, because it should be addressed and we should have a secure border. And our federal government should be working to that end. And it's not the case. It's the opposite. This administration has opened the border, but it is a mainstream issue now. And in part, it's getting worse or being amplified because of the response, the reaction by these sanctuary city leaders.
Yeah, no Democrat can really watch Karine Jean-Pierre answer questions on this because, as we showed earlier, I mean, she's mumbling, she's stumbling. That was one of her worst, by the way, because you could hear her flipping through the pages.
Yeah.
She has no idea how to answer this.
Stammering.
And so, you know, we all know that the inhumanity starts at the border. 650 illegal immigrants died trying to cross the border in 2021. It's probably more this year. Is that inhumane?
Right.
Is that inhumane to invite people into the United States? And we know they do it. The funny thing is, the only people that will admit that it's it's Biden's policies that the Democratic Party and the Democratic constituency fully support.
Right.
Democratic voters fully support illegal immigration into the United States. And everyone knows that it's Biden's fault. Everyone knows the executive orders and reversing what Trump was attempting to do. Everyone knows that's what was responsible, what's going on at the border. Now, the only ones willing to admit it are Republicans, conservatives, and the illegal immigrants who may become legal migrants who get into the United States. They all agree.
Yeah.
There isn't, they haven't been able to find one migrant yet to say, no, I'm in here because of Trump.
Right.
As the White House, again, attempted to do, yeah, it was a Trump policy. Every time they interview an illegal immigrant or a migrant, the answer is the same. Oh, no, we were invited in because Biden invited us.
Right.
That's why we're here. Biden invited us. That we know that's, and so, when these governors and also Democratic mayors and city councils, El Paso, I'm throwing in that, say, well, look, we're not a sanctuary city. There are places that are actually set up for this.
Right.
And that's one of the things, too, that's, well, they're lying to them by saying the sanctuary cities are set up for it. We're not. Well, that's your fault.
Why wouldn't you be? I thought you were going to be welcoming. Sanctuary. Look up the definition. Oh, you don't really mean it. Okay. Okay. I gotcha. Sorry. We took you for your word. Our fault.
Well, the good thing was inflation was off the table for a day because it was, right before I went to sleep, I just, I was like, wow, I can't, I have to stop reading Twitter because it's just pure insanity.
Yeah.
It just, and then when I woke up, it was even worse.
Right.
It was like, yeah. it was more viral than people being ticked off that the Thursday night football game was on Amazon Prime and they didn't have Amazon Prime.
But your mom does. Go over to her house.
Yeah. Hey, could you transfer it over here? What's your code number again?
Hey, Mom, can you FaceTime me and turn on your Amazon Prime and put your phone in front of the Amazon Prime so I can watch the game?
But we'll talk more about inflation and some of the numbers that came out this week. And
yeah.
Also, the belief now that some of the economic data shows that the economy is contracting.
Yeah.
Well, that means then that if that's the case, there's a possibility of three straight quarters of negative growth. How will they attempt to spin that one?
Right. It's still not a recession. You know, the reality, again, this gets back to a number of things, because the mayors in those cities and the border situation, people have been aware of it. And now it is just this, you know, this heightened awareness over recent events. The economy. They've already paid for August. We know inflation was high because we paid for it. So 8.0, 8.3, whatever. I'm still struggling to pay for groceries. So all of these items, the people are aware of. The left can't win the argument. They just can't.
866-90-RED-EYE.
We'll be right back with more Red Eye Radio with Eric Harley and Gary McNamara.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Corley, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. Coming up following the top of the hour, more on the inflation numbers this week, more on the border. Our pets are part of the climate problem. We'll get to that. And because of the happenings at CNN, Don Lemon, for example, lost his night show, has been moved to the morning show, where I guess he will not be doing as much political opinion.
I guess, yeah.
And so for our longtime listeners, the worst, best moment from Don Lemon.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, it's one of our favorites.
Yeah, it is. Longtime favorite.
longtime favorite.
Yeah.
And the liberal circular firing squad over food.
Yeah,
well. Where we need to have equality in food, where even... Yes, junk food should be viewed as the same as healthy food, because who out there should judge what healthy is?
Ah.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One. Now, it's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show. This is Red Eye Radio.
All across the USA and around the planet, 866-90-RED-EYE. I'm Gary McNamara. He's Eric Harley. Good morning. Download our Red Eye Radio app today if you can't listen overnight to one of our great radio station affiliates all across the country. Well, then you can listen when and where you want. The Red Eye Radio app, an exclusive presentation of Red Eye Radio.
Rebroadcast of Red Eye Radio without our written consent is strictly prohibited.
Dun, nah, share dun, it with, share dun, it with your friends. Dun, dun. Ding, ding,
ding. Now let's get back to the game. No, you can share it, though. hey, you can share it, you know. There's enough to go around. Mm-hmm. Why are you just keeping it to yourself? Share it.
We're easier to share than Amazon Prime.
That's true.
You don't need a code. You don't need a special. Hey, right. What's your password? I want to get in.
Somebody give me a password, quick.
All right, yeah. So yesterday CNN made the announcement moving Don Lemon off of nights and putting him on morning.
Mm.
Now, it's funny because the from the right you got, good, he's gone. See, he's been demoted.
Yeah.
And from Don Lemon and those who support him, No, he's been promoted. He goes from the night to the morning show. And As we all know, the thing was what it's obvious what they were doing. They didn't want him to have his own show where he could spew his politics.
Right.
They wanted him on the morning show, which, of course, is still general topic, but there's multi people on it, and he is less likely to give an opinion that may offend whoever they believe it will offend. Now, at times we have found Don Lemon, and you know, we're not going to be talking about him the same way, because when you're on the morning show, a lot of times you do a lot of fluff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cooking segments.
Yeah, he's cooking segments. Exactly. That's right. Lemon on lemon.
Now, today's Friday. That means it's time for Lemon on Lemon.
Lemon goes with everything.
What you got for us, Don? What's your recipe for this weekend, Don?
But it's obvious what they were doing. I mean, I said, okay, you know, they're keeping him on. He still has a presence there, but He won't be doing his, you know, political thing at night.
Right.
His political activism, and so we decided that there was one audio cut from Don Lemon that was our favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing ever came close. And it's not just because he said it, but because it was a planned segment. Mm-hmm. And you know it was a planned segment because the banner, they used emails that they had received, And they had the banner underneath it.
Yeah, all the graphics were in place. So, yeah.
Yes, all the graphics were in place. Yeah. So this was something that they actually had a meeting on.
Right.
And it was on the Malaysia flight that went down. And they had some of the world's leading airplane crash experts on. One of them, Mary Schiavo, who you don't see a lot anymore, but she's viewed as one of the premier experts, you know, in the world on the airplane industry and airplane crashes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was at a point, this would go back to March 20th of 2014. Wow. It's a long time ago. It doesn't seem that long ago, does it?
No.
March 20th, 2014. Over 8 years ago. Wow. And so we had to go back in the archives to pull this one out. All right, I'm lying. We have no archives. We just went to YouTube.
Yeah, we just Googled it pretty much.
It's still on there. It's not going anywhere. And this is where he asked them whether it was a possibility that a black hole sucked in the Malaysia flight.
Yeah.
Which, of course, if you know anything about the universe and physics, and this is where we get to talking about the fact that, well, we'd never ask that question because we have enough science knowledge to know if a black hole sucked in the plane, there'd be no planet Earth, there'd be no moon, There'd be no solar system. It'd all be gone. And so Eric and I always had a blast playing this audio cut because we thought, wow, they had to have a meeting. They're sitting in a meeting and nobody knows. Oh, hey, somebody wrote us an email. Could it be a black hole? Well, yeah, could it be a black hole? It shows, and this is something that we've criticized the media for, a complete lack of knowledge, complete ignorance on science. And this is why they can sell you climate change. This is why they can sell you the Green New Deal. This is why they can sell you electric vehicles and that we need to get rid of coal and natural gas and just be on wind and solar completely, is because they have a complete lack of understanding on how the real world works. And this was one of those times, Don Lemon on black holes. Here we go.
All right.
What if it was hijacking or terrorism or mechanical failure or pilot error? But what if it was something fully that we don't really understand? A lot of people have been asking about that, about black holes and on and on and on and all of these conspiracy theories. Let's look at this. Noah says, what else can you think about? Black hole, Bermuda Triangle. And then Deji says, huh, just like the movie Lost. And of course, it's also, they're also referencing the Twilight Zone, which has a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think, Mary?
Well, it is a black hole. It's about, you know, a small black hole would suck in our entire universe, so we know it's not that.
You know how kind she was in her answer?
Yes, she was.
Well, it's like, you know, just to demonstrate.
Where the hell are you going? Well, you ignore those emails if you understand science at all.
Well,
And by the way, I'll give her credit.
Right.
I said a small black hole would suck in the Earth, the moon, and the solar system. Mm-hmm. And she correctly stated, no, the whole damn universe.
Right. Even a small black hole would pretty much do us all in, the entire universe, by that. And, you know, because the approach would be, wow, even the conspiracy theorists out there that are talking about Bermuda Triangle and the black hole, well, we all know it's not a black hole, but where could that plane be? What are the possibilities? Let's bring on our guest. Right? Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many conspiracy theories, in your experience, one of the vast, not fully explored areas of our planet is the ocean. Is that likely what we're dealing with? Is it likely that the plane is somewhere in the ocean?
Right. I'm reading here. This goes to NewYorkMagazine.com. Six of Don Lemon's worst TV gaffes. Number one, the time he generally wondered if Flight 370 could have been swallowed up by a black hole.
Is it really preposterous? Really?
Number two, the time he compared a real prisoner of war to a fictional character from the Showtime series Homeland.
Yeah.
The time he got into a real tense shouting match about CNN's Ferguson coverage.
Mm.
The time he couldn't tell the difference between an automatic weapon and a semi-automatic weapon.
Mm-hmm.
The time he told black people they shouldn't wear baggy pants, use the N-word, litter, drop out of school, or have kids out of wedlock.
Yeah.
And, of course, the time he told a rape victim she could easily have shut down the alleged rape by biting Bill Cosby's privates.
Oh, man, I'd forgotten about that one. Wow.
I'm sorry, but it says the video is unavailable.
Well, I wonder why.
CNN took that one down?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Which means they still think it was a legit question to ask about the black hole.
Exactly. Mornings are going to be fun, though.
I'm really not a fan of any of the morning shows. I'm not a fan of CNN's. I'm not a fan of Fox and Friends. I'm not a fan of
The View
of Morning Joe. No.
Later today. What is that on at noon now? What is it? Later today. They're on at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyway, we started 9 hours ago. Let's bring on our chef and make some pancakes. I can't watch. I can't watch the morning TV. Well, I can't. I don't watch the morning TV. It's not that I can't. I could, but I refuse to.
You know, I was really quiet because you asked me, what do I watch then at that point if I'm awake?
Hmm.
The Jack Benny Show.
Oh, no, that's great. That's awesome, actually. No,
I stay up after 6 o'clock when the morning shows are on there. It's like when the time I get home, I say, oh, I'll watch 10 minutes of TV before I go to sleep because normally I'm asleep by 10 after 6. But if I'm awake by 6, it's...
I'm, you know, if I'm watching anything, I guess, in the morning, It's going to either be coverage of something, breaking news, which I don't watch TV for news, but if there's breaking news, I'll turn it on. I have limited television. I get some digital channels, including CNN, as a part of my internet service. And so I have all the apps I can watch TV on if I need to. But really, it's stand-up comedy. If I'm watching anything these days, it's usually stand-up comedy or something on YouTube. And
I probably get from 25 years ago, 99% less news from TV.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Almost everything I get is from the internet. Why? Right. Because I don't have time to sit around and the appointment. I saw this the other day, and I'm like, aren't they going to learn? It was one of the weather people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was local or national. I can't remember, or regional, because there's so many. I've got so many weather stations from my internet TV service.
Right.
And tomorrow, could it rain or could it not rain? We'll have that coming up in a bit.
Yeah,
if I'm going to wait around. Well, at that point, you put that question in my head. I'm on my phone. Is it going to rain? I'm not coming back for that.
Right.
And so I immediately turned you off.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay. When you've done that, you just told me, please shut the TV off.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing about teasing now on things like that, well, you and I are on the air, what do we think about this? We'll mm-hmm. tell you coming up after the break.
Right.
Well, you can't go search that because we haven't said it yet.
Right.
But if you're a weather person or even a news person saying, Joe Biden talked about inflation today, and you won't believe what he said. He said this, but then he said something else. Well, you can check that out in about 2 seconds.
Your dog could be in a coma by 9 p.m. We'll have the story at 11.
But the weather is the one that always gets me, and they continually do that.
Yeah.
They'll leave out the biggest thing. But will there be major weather problems starting on Thursday? We'll tell you coming up in the next. And then they don't. It's not like they're coming back after a commercial break.
Right.
It's a half hour from now when they're going to be on.
Right.
Well, who's going to wait for that?
Yeah. No.
But that's, for me, it completely has changed. And so I really don't watch. People ask all the time. Now, I know the things that have happened. They make news, and I have the media services of everything that I want to get on any show that has made news where I can pick the audio cuts on it.
There's
for the show.
There's that, and breaking news for me. It's, if it's a big story and it's breaking news, but it's got to be, actually now it's got to be something huge.
Yeah.
That if they've got somebody on site, it gives me maybe a perspective of if there's video of something that might be going on.
Breaking news, yeah.
You know, and
yeah, right.
But even with a lot of the breaking news, things are happening and changing so quickly. And it's, you know, not something where they need to have a reporter on site. I'm getting it right there on my apps or online, and I'm getting it faster.
And we
have to do this because of what the nature of what we do.
Right.
We have to go through the story. We have to find the details of the story. Even if we're not on the air, we're basically our training, if you will, will get us into that mode. And we have to find several different sources to find all the facts that we can.
And anything on Meghan Markle is not going to cut it for us.
No, I have a special Meghan Markle app, and that's so I keep all that there. A Meghan Markle app.
You know something? There might be one.
I'm not even going to look.
Neither am I. No, no.
We're not going to look.
And don't
email us.
So everybody we know.
Don't tweet at us.
Everybody listening right now is searching to see if there's a Meghan Markle app.
You can do that if you want. Don't send it to us. No. No.
866-90-RED-EYE.
Coming up, more with Gary McNamara and Eric Harley. It's Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90 Red Eye. Coming up on the bottom of the hour, we'll analyze the decision by that judge to allow Trump to have the special master. This story really interesting because this is really just garnered some inertia in the last month or so, but not this specific story, but just being fat in general, the whole fat shaming thing and all that you see. But a Los Angeles parent union called out the L.A. Unified School District for allegedly posting a video on social media that argued junk food is not bad and said to eat without guilt. The video was created as part of a series called Smarter in Seconds and featured nutritionist Kara Diop and two activists. It started with a skit discussing how someone's food choices should not be judged based on society's, quote, false standard of health, end of quote. The nutritionist stated in the video, diet culture, fat phobia, and systems of oppression have created false myths about food, and it shows up everywhere. They provided the example of exercising to earn food or consuming vegetables as a punishment to earn dessert. She argued that this mindset creates harmful thought patterns. They said people should approach food with neutrality in mind instead of focusing on good or bad choices.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Well, this is the whole thing that's been going on now, that if you talk about, you know, the health of somebody who is fat, that in essence that is fat phobia. That you're,
yeah,
I don't know what fat phobia means. I'm scared of fat, or I'm scared of fat people. I don't know what that means, but it gets to the whole point. And this is coming from the left now, that, you know, this is a thing, everything must be treated equal. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, health problems. No. They may have their health problems, but you have your health problems. And so you can't discuss the health problems of being obese.
Too long ago, they were wanting to shut McDonald's down.
Exactly, right. I mean, it just shows you how much it's changed.
But that coming from people who didn't eat at McDonald's.
Yes, that's where the left was.
Yeah.
And now it's like, no. Being overweight is fine. Junk food is fine. We must treat everything equally. Well, everything isn't equal. And there are some basic sciences when it comes to the human body.
Yeah. Right. Look, people make their own choices.
Right.
And they're free to make their own choices.
But of course there's health risks.
But if people are making a choice as a result of something their doctor tells them, or something simple, the genes don't fit like they used to, then that's also okay. Eating healthy, and by the way, making a little room for a little cheesecake on Friday night is also not unhealthy. If you want to do that in moderation,
right,
that's okay to do.
Smart speaker, say, play Red Eye Radio, and if you're really nice, she might. Red Eye Radio.
And it's Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90 Red Eye. Okay, a special master was selected yesterday to review the records confiscated during the FBI's raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Brooklyn-based federal judge Raymond Deary was tapped after Judge Eileen Cannon of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida granted Trump's petition for an independent court chosen judge to sift through the documents seized at Mar-a-Lago. Deary accepted the responsibility in a signed court declaration. In her order, Cannon directed Deary to prioritize review of the approximately 100 documents marked as classified and papers physically attached. Cannon also rejected the Department of Justice's request for permission to restart its criminal probe into the retrieved documents. The Department of Justice had had appealed Cannon's last ruling allowing the appointment of a special master and pausing the use of the seized material for the investigation. Prosecutors are probing possible crimes, they say, including violations of the Espionage Act, illegal handling of government records, and obstruction of justice. The Department of Justice argued that Cannon's injunction against examining the documents would impede the intelligence community's national security risk assessment. The, quote, the injunction against using classified records in the criminal investigation could impede efforts to identify the existence of any additional classified records that are not being properly stored, which itself presents the potential for ongoing risk to national security, the Department of Justice wrote in its appeal. By the way, my response to that would be, well, then you should have ensured that there was a special master from day one.
Right.
You should have followed the process to do it. If the government pushes further, the dispute could escalate to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and eventually the Supreme Court. Deary must complete the review of the potentially privileged documents by November 30th after the midterm elections.
Mm.
When the GOP is expected to recover control of at least one chamber of Congress, in his motion for a special master filed in late August, Trump argued that a third-party screening of the documents is necessary because the sudden search of his home, so close to the midterm, involved political calculations aimed at diminishing the leading voice of the Republican Party. That would be himself. Cannon said she allowed for the special master because of considerations for the undeniably unprecedented nature of the search of a former president's residence and for the fact that a special master review may be Trump's only legal recourse while he claims the government took his property. However, in her Thursday filing, Cannon said Trump must incur the cost of the special master inspection. As a function of plaintiff's former position as president of the United States, the stigma associated with the subject seizure is in a league of its own, which is true, Cannon said. A future indictment based to any degree on property that ought to be returned would result in a reputational harm, in reputational harm of a decidedly different order of magnitude.
Hmm.
So George Conway, you know, went absolutely ballistic.
Yeah, right.
And of course, and you notice lately any judge that doesn't rule in the Democrats' favor needs to be impeached from office.
Right.
You notice that? Anything, anytime a judge, impeach.
Right.
Department of Justice should have called for a special master immediately. Look, if I'm a judge, I'm saying, excuse me, you're the Department of Justice. You said nothing can be released here, and you've been leaking and you've been releasing things left and right.
Right.
So that wasn't true, Department of Justice.
And you would want to make sure that if there was anything actionable that was found from that event, from that raid on Mar-a-Lago, that it would be, it would remain actionable after the process, which means that you would want to go through every step, because anything that, that was found, if we went through all of the steps, no court could deny us if we are going to indict. If there's going to be anything that we're going to act on, we start with a special master at the beginning. We're going to who would oversee everything. You would agree to that because you would believe that you're it. You're in the right. How would you, again, if you deny that, if you didn't do that, it tells me you were trying to hide something. You didn't want this out there. And then all of a sudden, when you need to make your case in the court of public opinion, you'll release a number of things that you said you didn't want to release before.
That you said could affect national security.
Right.
So you've just lost credibility in the Department of Justice on that point.
Right.
Because what you released, none of it affected national security.
Right.
And remember, you said none of the affidavit or none of the information could be released to the public officially.
Right.
I mean, and now, you set the table. They set the table.
Right. Because, again, you would want to make sure everything is done properly, because if you found something that was actionable that you could show, you could demonstrate clearly to the court, we did everything on the up and up, and they didn't do that.
No.
This thing reeks.
Yeah. So it does, you know, and the whole thing of, well, this could lead us to other things there. You've known about this for months.
Yep.
Department of Justice didn't have, none of what they have said makes sense at all.
It doesn't.
And so for the judge to say, whoa, we're going to stop here for a little bit. Everything that you've said about nothing can be released, and she didn't say this, I'm just saying this has to be in her mind, was false.
Right.
Everything you said about nothing can be released, everything is top secret. Anything we release could affect national security. Well, that was untrue.
Yep.
So I can't believe you. So I can't believe you. I'm not believing anybody. I'll let the special master, I'll let somebody who is independent of both these things go through and make these decisions. And until they do, you cannot go forward with prosecution of this because
right.
we don't know that what you might be using in a possible prosecution, you should even have.
Right.
I don't know that.
Right.
And I'm the judge. So a special master has to be assigned to do this work.
Yep.
That's a fair ruling by the judge. The left went crazy. Absolutely crazy over that yesterday.
Because it didn't go their way.
The only reason they didn't go crazier was because you had 50 migrants in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, right.
What was the story you were telling me about? I hadn't seen it yet, and you mentioned at Business Insider about one of the other FBI agents involved in the Trump-Russia investigation?
Yeah, a very interesting story that Business Insider yesterday and one other, let's see here, it's their sub, you know, like Real Clear Politics has a different, you know, different departments. This is Military and Defense Insider, but their parents' company and publication is also a part of this. Business Insider, which we want to point out is a liberal, you know, media organization. They have been, if you're familiar with them, that's why it was surprising that they did this story. Here's the headline. Exclusive, because they're actually doing some of the work and finding some of these items in this story. Former top FBI official involved in Trump-Russia investigation under scrutiny by federal prosecutors for his own ties to Russia. And this is a former high-level agent, as they point out in this story, who was the head of the counterintelligence at the FBI field office in New York City, Charles McGonigal. And they basically found that a witness subpoena obtained by Insider seems to indicate that the government, in part, was looking into McGonigal's business dealings with a top aide to one of the Russian oligarchs. And they point out in this story that if followed through, that it wouldn't have been illegal for him to be doing, again, what this points to, if it's proven that he was guilty of this. But failing to disclose the activities is covered by the Foreign Agents Registration Act. He would have to register as a foreign agent, like lobbying and public relations and everything else. And it's punishable with a civil fine up to $250,000 and also punishable up to 5 years in prison, right? So if you don't do that, and they've gone after Trump associates for the same thing, then you know, that looks bad. My question would be, okay, then if that is the case, and there are those ties to the Russian oligarch, then how far could that have gone? In other words, what could have been used? Now, we have to, when we go back to the whole Russian hoax thing, we have to keep in mind that a number of those events that happened along the way, trying to get, like, dirt on the opposition, even if you make it up, dirt on the opposition, even fake dirt on the opposition, isn't necessarily illegal. Getting all that stuff and, you know, what Fusion GPS does and Oppo Research and all that, mm-hmm. you may not like it, but it's not illegal. You may not think it's morally correct, but it's not illegal. However, what they did with that information then, as they went to the FISA courts and the FBI and everything else, and we know from the Sussman case and all of that and how it was used, you have a series of possible crimes that were committed, and then the, of course, Carter Page warrant and FISA warrant and all of those things. So it's how that was used. My question would be for this individual or any of them. By the way, it points to, again, in the top ranks at the FBI. And I don't know how far his service went, McGonigal, there at the New York field office. I'd have to research that, but quite possibly under, you know, the leadership of James Comey. And all of this, you know, these ideas of who these top players were, who the people were, who the players were in the Russian hoax, because you think of your, you think to yourself, okay, how does something like that happen? How does it come together? We say, we've been saying, it's not necessarily a conspiracy. It can be. Sometimes it's the same mindset, which is even more dangerous. It's not that they're conspiring together or working together, although there's indication that many of the, these individuals at the upper echelon of the FBI seem to have an agenda. And clearly, if that was the case, then they were working together. But if they have the same mindset, it's more dangerous because they think that way and it drives them to do the same thing without having to communicate or be inspired by anybody else along the way. And I don't know if that is the case. It is just one more indication that the FBI at the top, the top individuals at the FBI, rotten to the core. Again, we'll see what happens and what we learn about McGonigal and what is true and what is accurate. But this story being done by Business Insider, the headline alone is what kind of floored me. And it's trending on Twitter, by the way. And I thought to myself, the fact that it's trending and the fact that Business Insider is actually looking into this, why pursue it? Why would it even be a story?
You just made me think of something, you know, because remember Trump has filed a civil suit against, you know, members of the FBI, the Hillary campaign,
yeah,
everything,
right,
using the civil law of the RICO Act,
right,
which is if you have an enterprise, a group of people that is looking to destroy someone, even if you don't break the law,
right,
you don't have to break the law,
right,
but if your goal is to destroy somebody, you know, especially monetarily, or for, you know, he believes they can get it for political office, monetary, whatever,
right,
that you can actually sue. Mm-hmm. You just made me think of a couple other points that we'll get to here in a little bit. 866-90-RED-EYE.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara, 866-90-RED-EYE. I don't have enough time to make the point that I wanted to make on the whole Durham situation this week and whether it actually strengthens Trump's civil suit against the Hillary campaign, which is still, it's never been dismissed yet, has it?
No.
I've never seen any
story
where it was dismissed. We'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. Biden saying yesterday that domestic terrorism rooted in white supremacy is the greatest threat to our homeland today. Is that the truth?
No.
That's a lie. And that comes from somebody who's acted as a hate speech leader promoting racial division based on a lie of the Georgia election law. Just amazing. We'll get to that and more coming up.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.
Hey, that's part one of our show. Don't miss the rest. Click part two on our website, redeyeradioshow.com, or Red Eye Radio phone app to hear the rest of the show. And thanks for listening to Red Eye Radio.